So when I moved to Lewiston, Maine 8 years ago, my boss told me that from my second-story apartment, I would be able to see the spires of the cathedral in town. And indeed, this cathedral, the St. Peter's and Paul Basilica in Lewiston, Maine, is impressive. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and its wooden pews can seat more than 2,000 people. But even more impressive is its history. It's called in town the Nickel and Dime Basilica. Nickel and Dime Basilica. Because when thousands of French-Canadian immigrants moved to Maine for jobs in shoe and textile factories, they didn't have a place to worship. They were immigrants who were not welcome at the time. They were often neglected and scorned. And there were no wealthy benefactors among them to fund a place of worship. So these people of working class scrimped and saved their nickels and their dimes, and they held bake sales, and they put on ball games, and they raised $800,000 to build their massive cathedral. What's more, this was during the Great Depression that they saved these nickels and these dimes. So you may wonder, why save their hard-earned and already scarce money to build a cathedral? You see, the cathedral isn't only a testament to their faith, but was also a social statement. It was a statement that these immigrants had something positive and lasting to contribute to their community. The building was their legacy. And it wasn't only the building, but the work that that church did in the community and the values that it expressed. So, legacy. Last night at our fellowship dinner, many of you were here, and we kicked off our annual stewardship campaign. Our goal this year is a 100% financial participation from all of our members. So your gift is valued, whatever it is, even if a stretch for you is what nickels and dimes would have been in the 30s. All gifts are valued. But before you begin to think about what that amount is, I'd ask us to consider why we give. Unfortunately, too often in our consumerist society, we give because we get. If we gave in this church to that way, that would mean giving because we like the music, or because our children are in the RE classes, or because our friends go here. And those are all fine, but I know that many of you give for even deeper and more rewarding reasons. You give because you are passionate and committed to the mission of this church. And you believe that this mission makes a difference, that this mission expresses your values, perhaps even a legacy that you want to leave, that you can see this church leaving. So this church began in 1954 when a small group of people met. In their first years together, they were in rented or borrowed spaces, the Palette Club, the Scarborough Hotel, even an elementary school, I think. And those people wanted a place that would nurture the free mind here in Midland, Texas, a place for freedom, reason, tolerance, and understanding, they said. And so they believed so strongly in the need for that space in Midland, Texas, that they gave of their time and their treasure and their talent to create it. And that they is actually some of you. We have here on some Sundays a few still of those founding members. And we still have several of the members that were here when we moved from our building on A Street to this building here. So because of that vision and that generosity of people in the past, we are here. They left a legacy. So we have a relatively new building with relatively small maintenance needs, and we have no debt. We have an endowment, and we are currently the only UU church in West Texas out of six with a minister. These are all great gifts left to us. But as our treasurer, Tom Hull, explained to us yesterday, our endowment, unfortunately, is not a never-ending well. To be responsible stewards of this gift, of this legacy, we must also give. And my hope is that we give not primarily because of what we individually receive, but because of our passion and commitment to this mission. So, welcoming diversity. We have become a place, for example, that welcomes lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer people, that celebrates and affirms them, often a life-saving gift for them. What if we could be even more that kind of place, especially for teenagers, for whom that acceptance is truly life-saving? Welcoming diversity. What if we had a paid director of religious education who could work to expand our children's and our teens' programs even bigger so we could help even more young people welcome the diverse voices within themselves, which is often the first step in welcoming diversity in the wider world? What if we could be even more racially diverse in our congregation so that we could help heal some of the racial division in our city? What if we could again offer comprehensive sex ed education through the celebrated Our Whole Lives program? Empowering spiritual growth. We are a place of peace. Many of you work jobs that require much of you, social workers, writers, nurses, teachers. You need a place to come and be restored, to go back out and do the work. We are a place of healing, where spiritual wounds can be tended and new life found. What if we were even more that kind of place, a place that integrates the deep learnings of many religious and secular sources and pushes us further in our collective humanity? What if we could create small reflection groups that met often to share our spiritual journeys with one another and to grow spiritually with one another in relationship? Fostering the interdependent web. We are a place that models how to care for the earth, whether it's through teaching people about xeriscaping gardening or about responsible eating or green sanctuary design. What if we could partner with other groups in town to do even more social and environmental justice work, not only through the giving of our sharing half of our collections each Sunday, but through actual on-the-ground work in partnership in the community? What if we Unitarian Universalists actually became known in town for the leadership that we could offer in helping people engage difficult questions with radical love? What if we were known and respected? I know many of you are already considered leaders in the community and called upon for your skills, but what if you were known because you were Unitarian Universalist, because you went to this church and they said, hey, let's ask the Unitarian Universalists. They know how to do this and they can help us. They are leaders. Transforming lives. We already have been and are a place where lives have been transformed. I know because I've heard it from many of you. Where the lonely find community that enables them to thrive. What if we could embody even more so a place of love that moves our spirits so that we could do even more to create beloved community among us and beyond us? A major goal set in our strategic plan is to grow in our membership. What if we grew and grew so much that we needed more chairs? And we needed more services, and we needed a bigger building. And what if we grew in numbers not just because, for the sake of it, but because we wanted to grow, because we knew that people out there need our message, that they are in desperate need of a place like this, a community like this. So we already are many of these things that I've named. And other things I've named are grand dreams. But Henry David Thoreau said, if you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put foundations under them. So what are your dreams for this church? Or perhaps you're brand new to us. What are your dreams for your own legacy? It's important to dream, to imagine in detail the kind of legacy inspired by your values at this church, inspired by our mission, that we want to create. So now I'd like for you all to dream. You have in your order of service a blue piece of paper with a couple questions on it. And there's some pencils around, and I have more if you need more. And I invite you to ponder your deepest values and answer these questions. We'll have a little bit of music in a moment. And then after the music, I'll collect the slips of paper, and I'll read some of the selections anonymously. And afterwards, the service, I'll place them on our bulletin board in the fellowship hall so that we can all see it. So the question is, how could this church even further live out its mission? What would it look like? And what legacy do you want to leave? So let us be with one another in this time of reflection, considering our deepest values, our deepest hopes. Let us see what we imagine. Growing the love, a massive family that constantly strives to strengthen and love each other. A venue that fosters people to be stewards, making the world better than it was when they were living in it. Wouldn't it be great if we were as able to reach those in need of whatever in their lives is lacking as all other groups in society who want to help but seem to require different reasons than us for helping? More opportunities for social justice and service learning in our region. Congregational trips like hiking or happy hours. More energy, more people. Workshops, conferences on sustainability, science, and reason. I want people to understand that the Earth's resources are not finite and that we all have a part in being good stewards. Moving out into the wider community to participate in, engage in, and initiate service projects and dreams. A much wider, inclusive, unexpected, surprising, and challenging world is the legacy I want to leave. A place for free thinking and acceptance, interdenominational cooperative advocacy for social justice. I want to leave a financial legacy. I want to avoid financial debt. Work even harder to reach those who are lost, searching, alone, in need of the love we can give. Continuation of this UU church for years to come. Legacy I want to leave is that despite the bad that I have done and will continue to do, due to the fact that no one is perfect, I tried. I tried to be better with each day, and people can learn from my mistakes. To become a respected spiritual voice that transcends all dogmas and offers reality-based nurturing and understanding. Advocates that science explains life and arts celebrate it. What about a prison release ministry? These are all so good. I'm just reading excerpts. We can find them all again later. A place of greeting and acceptance. A teen outreach program to celebrate diversity and to let them know there is a place where differences are welcomed and encouraged. Diversity also including political diversity. Anarchists and Republicans feeling just as welcome as Democrats. Legacy I want to leave in the world is hope. Hope. So these are just some of the things that we have dreamed just now in these last 3 minutes. Imagine what we can dream as we stick together, as we have more conversations, as we work together. And remember that dreams just need the foundations. And we have the power to create those foundations. So much of the foundation is already here. So let us remember this legacy that we can deliver to the world.